Welcome to today's Cybersecurity Deep Dive, where we'll explore recent critical security vulnerabilities flagged by Cisco, including a severe buffer overflow in Cisco SPA IP phones, substantial concerns over small business IP phones and ASA ISE web interfaces, and urgent recommendations from CISA on eliminating outdated smart install features. So let's unravel the latest in Cisco's security landscape. In recent Cisco news, several significant security issues have surfaced, requiring urgent attention. A critical buffer overflow vulnerability has been identified in the web management interface of Cisco SPA 300 and SPA 500 IP phones. This issue poses substantial security risks, and an upgrade is strongly recommended. Similarly, a critical security flaw has been found in Cisco small business IP phones, necessitating immediate software updates. Another security concern involves a cross-site scripting XSS vulnerability in the web management interface of Cisco ASA and ISE. A major vulnerability has also been flagged in Cisco's Secure Software Manager, SSM, which allows unauthorized password changes. Additionally, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, has emphasized the importance of disabling the legacy Cisco Smart Install feature due to recent exploits targeting this outdated functionality. To enhance security, Cisco has introduced new features in its Identity Services Engine, ISE 3.4, aimed at improving network security. Cisco Umbrella for Government has also received the FedRAMP Moderate Authority to Operate, ATO, boosting its compliance credentials. Cisco's Extended Detection and Response, XDR, marks its first anniversary, showcasing growing partnerships to foster an open ecosystem. This trend reflects a broader need for resilient network and workload security architectures. CISA has underscored the risks associated with unpatched Cisco devices, calling for immediate preventive measures. Cisco has urged the replacement of vulnerable end-of-life IP phones to prevent exploitation of critical zero-day vulnerabilities that will not be addressed. Artificial intelligence, AI, is poised to play an increasingly critical role in IT/OT network management amidst escalating security concerns. Additionally, a cybersecurity expert has transitioned to a technical advocate role at Cisco, bringing fresh perspectives to the team. Stay tuned for ongoing updates on Cisco and developments in the cybersecurity landscape. Next in Google News, we're covering critical updates and revelations in the tech giant's ecosystem. Firstly, Google has tackled multiple critical vulnerabilities in Android through recent updates, including a high-severity zero-day exploit in the Android kernel that has already been exploited. Alongside this, 46 additional vulnerabilities have been addressed to prevent potential kernel exploits. On the malware front, a concerning campaign has compromised over 300,000 browsers by force-installing malicious extensions. This issue is compounded by a campaign using fake Google Authenticator ads to spread the DeerStealer malware, misleading users into downloading a malicious version. Google's QuickShare tool has come under scrutiny with 10 security flaws that could lead to remote code execution. Researchers also found serious vulnerabilities in the Windows version of QuickShare that could have allowed malware injection, highlighting significant risks in commonly used Google services. The August 2024 Android security patch brings enhancements specifically aimed at Pixel devices, improving their security. Google's ad system has faced criticism for misleading users into downloading harmful versions of popular applications like Authenticator, sparking discussions on the pros and cons of Google Authenticator compared to other 2FA applications. Further security concerns have emerged with vulnerabilities in Qualcomm's Adreno GPU and Google's Cloud Functions, the latter potentially allowing privilege escalation. Google and Qualcomm have released security patches to mitigate these risks. Additionally, a significant eBPF vulnerability in the Linux kernel has been discovered and resolved. However, shorter TLS certificate lifespans may complicate management, reflecting the evolving landscape of digital security. Users have reported unexpected data requests from Google, raising further security concerns. Google continues to address these issues rapidly, warning of actively exploited vulnerabilities. Finally, text message scams are on the rise, but protection tips are available to help users stay safe. Stay tuned for more updates on these critical stories shaping the cybersecurity landscape. Next in Microsoft News, Microsoft has responded to Delta's claim regarding a $500 million tech outage, attributing part of the recovery challenges to Delta's own handling of the situation. Concurrently, questions have arisen about privacy concerns related to Microsoft's Authenticator app used for work. Microsoft has identified Iranian fake news sites targeting U.S. elections. This comes alongside the discovery of a serious security vulnerability in Windows Smart App Control, actively exploited by hackers. As part of their response, CISA added a Windows vulnerability to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog. Meanwhile, a critical information disclosure vulnerability in Microsoft Office and 365 apps has raised alarm, with additional concerns over a Windows flaw that lets hackers revert systems to insecure versions. Microsoft continues its efforts to address these issues, highlighting an enhanced bug bounty program that has awarded $16.6 million to security researchers this year. The company also linked multiple cybersecurity incidents, including fake news campaigns and efforts to influence the U.S. elections, to Iranian-backed groups. Research has identified significant vulnerabilities in Microsoft 365's anti-phishing features. Concurrently, Russian spies reportedly hacked UK government systems, stealing data and emails via Microsoft platforms. Despite these challenges, Microsoft emphasizes collaboration and employee roles in cybersecurity. The company has acknowledged a design flaw in Microsoft Authenticator that can lock out users and a notable Windows Update vulnerability that could negate patched fixes. Accusations from Trump's campaign allege that Iranian hackers breached internal messages, echoing numerous reports of Iranian cyber interference in U.S. elections. In response to these cybersecurity challenges, Microsoft continues to release significant updates and collaborations, such as working with Hyper on enhancing secure authentication and enlisting Tax Security as a cybersecurity assessor for the App Defense Alliance. State-sponsored threat actors exploiting cloud services, including Microsoft's, highlight the ongoing and escalating cybersecurity landscape. Looking ahead, the August patch Tuesday is expected to be calmer compared to a tumultuous July, providing a brief respite as Microsoft and other companies continue to tackle these vulnerabilities and threats. Stay tuned for more updates as Microsoft navigates these complex cybersecurity challenges. Next up in Samsung news, the tech giant has been in the spotlight due to a series of security vulnerabilities affecting its services and devices. Critical vulnerabilities have been identified that allow privilege escalation and information disclosure, significantly impacting Samsung Notes. Additionally, vulnerabilities in services like Payment Manager Service, Voice Note Service, and Health Service enable potential privilege escalation through data manipulation. There are also concerns about a serious buffer overflow vulnerability in the Samsung Notes application and exploitation risks associated with components like libcodec 2 SEP4v.so and lead cover service. In response, Samsung is amplifying its bug bounty program, now offering up to $1 million for identifying critical software vulnerabilities, particularly those affecting the Knox Vault's security. The program aims to enhance the security of Samsung's ecosystem, with cumulative payouts already reaching $5 million. Meanwhile, ongoing concerns about mobile security persist, particularly around the hypothetical existence of zero-click malware on secure Android devices. Samsung's enhanced bug bounty program reflects its commitment to safeguarding user data and device integrity. Stay tuned for more updates on these developments and their impact on the cybersecurity landscape surrounding Samsung products. CrowdStrike is currently at the forefront of multiple controversies and challenges within the cybersecurity landscape. The Cyber Safety Review Board, CSRB, has been criticized for its lack of effectiveness in investigating significant cyber attacks and providing actionable recommendations. Concurrently, CrowdStrike faces legal and operational disruptions. Delta Airlines recently declined CrowdStrike's assistance during an IT outage, escalating the situation into a $500 million lawsuit against CrowdStrike. Travelers have filed class action lawsuits against CrowdStrike, alleging negligence over the outage that disrupted air travel. CrowdStrike has denied misconduct, stating their help was offered but ignored by Delta. In response to these challenges, CrowdStrike hired external firms to review its Falcon code after outages linked to a faulty update revealed critical system vulnerabilities. This has sparked discussions among chief information security officers, SOs, on mitigating such risks. Adding fuel to the fire, a parody site called CloudStrike defied a DMCA takedown threat by CrowdStrike, drawing public attention. David Senk, defending the site, stated it is a comedic response to the real issues faced by CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike admitted to its failures at major cybersecurity conferences such as Black Hat USA and DEF CON, where they discussed their findings and future measures. A significant insight from crash reports indicated that a simple rejects mistake in their security context caused massive outages impacting millions of Windows machines globally. While CrowdStrike blames Delta for some of the disruptions, the debate on responsibility continues. Amid this, CISA Director Jen Easterly has warned about potential destructive cyberattacks from China, adding to industry concerns. Meanwhile, CrowdStrike identified a North Korean group infiltrating over 100 U.S. firms by posing as IT workers, showcasing their vigilance despite internal challenges. As CrowdStrike works towards normalcy and learns from these events, the situation underscores the importance of robust cybersecurity practices and effective communication with customers during crises. The CrowdStrike incident offers valuable lessons on software supply chain resilience and proactive threat mitigation for the entire cybersecurity community. Stay tuned for more updates and insights in the world of cybersecurity. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to join us next week for another exciting cybersecurity episode. Stay safe and keep your systems secure.